Why this works. Sauce Chiron is béarnaise plus tomato, and that simple addition opens a question that reveals something fundamental about emulsified butter sauces. At what stage do you add an ingredient, and what does it do to the structure you have already built? The béarnaise base is an emulsified warm butter sauce, identical in construction to hollandaise, except that the acid reduction includes tarragon and shallots, rather than just shallots and peppercorns. The emulsification physics, yolk lecithin suspending butterfat droplets in a continuous aqueous phase, are unchanged. What changes in Chiron is the moment a third element, tomato, enters after the emulsion is complete. The tomato must arrive as a concasse, blanched, peeled, seeded, and cooked until its free moisture has evaporated. This is the critical step. Raw tomato carries about 95% water by weight. That water, if introduced into a finished emulsion, would dilute the continuous phase abruptly, shift the water-to-fat ratio, and break the sauce. The dry cook step reduces the concasse to nearly pure tomato flesh and concentrated pectin, something that can be folded into béarnaise without upsetting the emulsion balance. The second thing the tomato does is color. Beta-carotene and lycopene in the cooked tomato pull the sauce from pale yellow to pale orange, the visual identity of Chiron. This color shift is not cosmetic. At a tasting, the orange signals tomato before flavor arrives, which is why Chiron reads as a distinct sauce rather than a garnished béarnaise. Temperature management throughout is the same as for béarnaise. The yolks want to live in the 60 to 70 degrees Celsius range during butter incorporation. The tomato concasse should be warm, not hot, when folded in, so it does not cool the emulsion below holding temperature. Common mistakes. Wet tomato concasse. Target diced tomato cooked dry. No visible liquid pooling in the pan before folding into béarnaise. Why it matters? Raw tomato is 95% water. That water entering the emulsion dilutes the continuous phase, breaking or thinning the sauce. The dry cook step is structural. What to do? Cook diced tomato over medium heat 5 to 8 minutes stirring until visibly dry and concentrated. Workarounds? Want to retain tomato brightness? Strain off the cooking liquid. Freeze concentrated solids for the sauce. Adding tomato to a broken béarnaise. Target, confirm béarnaise texture before folding in tomato. Emulsion stable, glossy. Why it matters? Tomato won't rescue a broken béarnaise, it just produces broken Chiron. The base must be good first. What to do? Test béarnaise by lifting whisk. Should hold soft peaks. Only then add tomato. Workarounds broke? Rescue béarnaise first. Fresh yolk plus warm water in clean bowl, drizzle broken sauce in, then add tomato. Overheating the finished sauce. Hold at 65 to 70 degrees Celsius maximum after tomato is in. Above 75 degrees Celsius, the eggs curdle. Why it matters? Tomato addition plus heat equals risk window opens. Once the structure is assembled, gentle warmth only. What to do? Warm water bath at 60 degrees Celsius for holding. Serve within 15 minutes ideally. Workarounds? Need to hold longer? Fold in 1 tablespoon warm cream as a stabilizer. Texture changes slightly, but holds better. Skipping the reduction strain. Target, strain reduction before adding to yolks. Shallot, peppercorn, tarragon stem fragments out. Why it matters? Bits in the finished sauce are textural disappointments. The reduction is for flavor. The bits are byproducts. What to do? Fine mesh strainer over the bowl that will hold the yolks. Press solids lightly to extract flavor. Workarounds. No fine mesh? Use cheesecloth in a regular strainer. Slower, but works. Too much tomato. Target. 2 to 3 tablespoons concasse per 250 milliliters béarnaise. Accent, not dominant. Why it matters. Excess tomato shifts the dish from béarnaise with tomato accent to tomato sauce with butter. Chiron is the former by definition. What to do? Measure. Don't dump in by eye. Light pink-orange final color is correct. Workarounds. Want more tomato character? Choose deeply ripe summer tomatoes. Flavor is more concentrated, even with less volume. Using dried tarragon. Target. Fresh tarragon in the reduction. Dried doesn't substitute. Why it matters. Fresh tarragon's volatile estragol gives the anise bright character that defines béarnaise Chiron. Dried tarragon is herbaceous, but flat. Wrong dish. What to do? Buy fresh tarragon specifically for this sauce. It's the defining ingredient. Workarounds. No fresh tarragon, wait until you have it. Chervil plus a pinch of fennel seed is the closest substitute, but not the same. What to look for? Reduction. About 2 tablespoons, shallot softened, tarragon fragrant. Strain firmly. Sabayon. Yolks light in color, voluminous, ribbon tracks lasting about 1 second. Butter stream. sauce thickens visibly from the first addition. If butter pools, you are adding too fast. Béarnaise before tomato, glossy, pale yellow, soft mayo texture. Confirm this before proceeding. Tomato concasse, dry, jammy, no free liquid in the pan. Cool slightly before folding. Finished coron, pale orange, tarragon flecks visible, holds a spoon line for a few seconds. Chef's view, sauce coron appears occasionally on bistro menus as the sauce for grilled beef or lamb, where its tomato brightness cuts through the fat of the meat in a way that plain béarnaise, an emulsified warm butter sauce built on egg yolks, tarragon vinegar reduction, and warm butter, richer and more forward with butter, sometimes cannot. The tomato does real flavor work, not just visual work. From a teaching perspective, coron is the clearest demonstration of the daughter sauce concept in the classical French system, a variant sauce derived from a mother sauce by adding a defining flavor element. The idea that a mother or intermediate sauce can receive a flavoring at the end and become something categorically different. The emulsion does not change. What changes is the flavor profile layered onto it. This is the model for a significant portion of classical French sauce vocabulary, where the same base mechanics recur, and the distinguishing element is always added last. Lightly cooked for 2 minutes, borderline, and cooked for 4 minutes until jammy. Correct. Only the third kept the béarnaise texture intact after folding. The 2 minute version thinned the sauce noticeably. The barely seeded version broke it within 30 seconds of incorporation. 4 minutes of dry cooking the tomato dice is not a suggestion.